The Whitaker Institute at NUI Galway and the Western Development Commission had been working for a number of months on exploring remote working from, I suppose, looking at it at the time from a regional development perspective in particular, and looking at it as a vehicle to sort of look at some of the issues with urbanisation and looking at a more balanced regional development agenda. But as you say, then, with the onset of COVID and the lockdown, things have changed dramatically. So we took the opportunity, I suppose, to recalibrate a little bit and to just gather feedback and input from people who have been thrown into a remote working scenario without any great time to prepare. But of course, it presents an ideal opportunity for us to really get a pulse and a touch point as to how people are getting on. And a lot of interest already, actually, in the survey. We already have nearly 200 responses, and we literally only launched it this morning. So I think people are interested to know what, how people are coping, what's not working, but also what is working. And sometimes, out of crisis, we can end up doing things that are innovative and things that we might never imagine, or that might take a lot longer. So already we can see that there are some positives coming out of the crisis. And some people are seeing positives from the remote working context. Now, it does depend, I suppose, on the support you have, the internet connectivity you have, if you had done any bit of remote working beforehand or not.
It does appear that in the initial few weeks, people were saying, I'll just work from home until the end of the month and then I'll be back in the office as normal. More and more, people seem to be almost accepting that they're in this for the medium term, if not the long term. And indeed, anecdotally, we're hearing of some people thinking, well, do I really need to go back to an office?
Absolutely. I agree with you. I think initially, the first couple of weeks, people were in panic mode. It was very much a reactive sort of approach to how do I deal with everything that was going on. And of course, outside of work, the work element of our life, there was a lot of turmoil for people in terms of their personal and family lives and all of that, and getting used to an entirely different social context, etc. But I think as we have settled into it, one of the things that we're picking up is that people are starting to think, okay, you know, the commute's gone, the stress of traffic is gone, the stress of trying to collect kids from creches if you run late at work is gone. Now, I know there's the whole scenario around childcare is obviously a particularly challenging context at the moment. But what we're interested in exploring is if you put back in the normal system around childcare and elder care that would normally be there, you know, what are their views about remote working, getting back into that sort of more supported and normal context? Because at the moment, obviously, if you're trying to homeschool kids and all of that, it's not a normal context. But I think that, you know, what you said there is absolutely right. I think people are taking the opportunity to reflect, and they're starting to see that it can work. And I suppose one of the challenges in the past has been driven really by a mindset. The mindset was if people weren't physically at work where you could physically see them, were they actually working? So I think that mindset has to change. It's not about where we work, it's how we work. And that if people are managed properly and supported correctly and given sort of very clear targets and KPIs and clear instruction on what they do, where they do it doesn't matter so much.